Hello there. This is Kimberly Oliver from Living from the Heart. I pray you're having a good day today. I know that you tune in every Tuesday night and Saturday morning to hear this program, and I'm excited. You know, the weather is changing. The temperatures here in Texas are dropping, and I am so excited for cooler weather. I don't know where you're listening at today, but we have had triple digits here in Texas, and it's not been fun. So I pray you're staying cool and enjoying the seasons. You know, let's talk about seasons. You know, Living from the Heart is a combination of stories of things I've lived through, things I'm walking through, things that matter, you know, things that matter to the heart. You know, the heart is a delicate thing. You know, we have triggers, and we have things that I know that I'm constantly saying, God, can you tell me again? Can you tell me again? Because one of my favorite verses, I know I've shared this many times, one of my favorite verses is, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. So what does that really mean, our own understanding? You know, sometimes we try to figure things out in our own mind and it just doesn't make sense. And sometimes we just have to say, God, I trust you. And I know that I go through this all the time, and I'll say, okay, Lord, can you tell me again? Well, you know, when your children, if you're a mom or a dad, when your children said, could you just tell me again, Kiki? When my grandson says that, Kiki, can you tell me again? I forgot. You know, I'm not going to get mad at him because he forgot. I'm going to gently tell him again what I said. And that's exactly how God is. God will so gently say, let me show you, my child. Let me show you again. And so many times we have done things out of our own, we have wounds in our heart. And so the way that we hear things sometimes are not accurate because we're listening to them through a lens that has been hurt. And what do I mean by that? You know, I have triggers of abandonment that I have to really watch for. If I feel like I'm being abandoned or left out, I'm very wounded. And I have to be very, very careful of that because I know me. I know that I have abandonment issues. So if I'm feeling abandoned or anything that looks like it, I have to go back to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, is this an abandonment thing or is this truth? Is this something that you're trying to show me? Or is this something I'm thinking about in my own understanding? And God does not get mad when we ask Him a question. He's a loving Father, and He's so gentle to say, no, that's not what I meant, and He'll realign you. You know, so many things in our life, we have to keep our heart right. You know, in our heart, it filters everything. Our conscious, everything filters through our heart. And out of the heart flows the river of life. So, you know, do a checkup on yourself. Like, what am I saying every day? What am I doing every day? You know, I know so many things we joke about it in life. You know, like my mother always said this to me, and I would never do this to my kids. And then you hear yourself saying the same thing. That's what I'm talking about. Things that you are conditioned for, you know, things that you were conditioned as a child. Sometimes you have to recognize if those conditioning things are not healthy, but sometimes they are healthy. You just have to determine that when you're talking to the Lord. And the thing about the Lord is so faithful to share with us and to show us the things that really matter. And my friend, God is so good. And you know, if you've gone through pain, which if you're over 20, you've gone through some pain in life, right? I mean, we all have. Everybody's gone through pain. I'm 57, and I could tell you the times that I've gone through pain, that I've dealt with things wrong. Perhaps I got irritated or aggravated and I dealt with it out of my flesh. And there's been times where I've stepped back and said, okay, God, what are you saying? Because you know what? Sometimes we feel like we need to make a decision on something right now. And God is saying, no, I want you to walk through this. I want you to listen to me. I want you to pay attention. And I want you to walk with me. You know, God is so faithful, you know, to us. And we have to understand ourselves. We have to understand how we process things. And I know for me, I'm still learning, but I've learned this heart issue is a huge thing. And if I don't have my heart right in areas, it's not going to be right for anybody else. And the heart is so important. You know, that's where everything holds in our life. That's where we hold the treasures of our children and our heritage and our families. You know, and if you're not happy with the way you respond to things, you have to go to the Lord and say, Lord, tell me about this. Why did I respond that way? Because, you know, there's always a reason. There's always a reason that we respond to things in a good way or a negative way. And so in your life, can you think of a time where you responded the wrong way? I want you to get that picture, that scenario in your mind. Why did you respond the wrong way? Why did you respond in a way that wasn't healthy? Ask yourself that. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you'll respond because it was something God was showing you. And sometimes you're responding because it's just a wound. It's just something that you have dealt with over and over in your life. And you need to take that to the Lord and give it to Him and say, God, help me know what this is about, because I keep coming back to this. Anything that you continue going back to and you continue doing the same thing that you've always done, you've got to check your pattern. And if you've done it over and over again, ask the Lord why. Father, why am I doing this? And you know, He may not give you an answer immediately, but if you'll step back from it, get your hands off of it, and say, okay, God, show me. My friend, He's faithful to show you. You know, I'm constantly seeing people go into relationships, and they go into relationships and it always ends, and it usually ends in the same way because they attracted the same kind of person. Maybe with a different look, everything looks different about them, but that core thing might be the same. And maybe that's a pattern. Maybe you're attracted to that because it feels comfortable. Or maybe you're attracted to that and you feel that's not comfortable. And you have to ask yourself, what am I doing this for? Why am I doing this? It deserves a question to be answered. Wouldn't you agree? If you constantly do the same thing, or you're attracted to abusive men or men that, if you're attracted to something that continually hurts you, you have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Father, help me understand this. Because I want you to imagine, take a journey with me. Imagine your life. If you could imagine your life very happy, what would it look like? What would you be doing? How would you be as a person? Like, I look at myself, if I was extremely happy, which I am, but you know, there's things in my life that continue to pop up, and I'm like, okay, that's something that's popped up before, and I recognize it. And I take that to the Lord, and I take it to Him again, and I say, God, this right here, something's not right. Help me unpack this so I can see clearly. You know, the Bible in James says, ask for wisdom and He gives it to you abundantly. God doesn't do anything small. If God's going to do it in your life, He's going to do it abundantly. So if you ask Him for wisdom, wait on Him to answer you. Don't just get an answer in your mind and go, okay, I got it. Because maybe that wasn't God. Maybe that was your own understanding and your own solution. But maybe God is telling you something different. Maybe He's saying, don't go left, go right. Or maybe He's saying, pause. Maybe He's saying, stop. Maybe He's telling you to slow down. Because so many times we rush through life because we think it has to be done right now. I know I'm that kind of personality. I want it right now, and I want it now. And I don't like to wait. I'm not the most patient person in this area, and I know that. So I know that about myself, so I'm able to be mature enough, mature in the Lord, to say, okay, God, what are You saying? Let me step back, take my hands off of it, and not think about it, but You tell me. And go on with your life, and wait for God to tell you. Because I promise you, He will tell you when you need to know. If He hasn't said anything, then maybe He's walking you through the season. Because sometimes we have to walk through it to feel it, touch it, taste it, smell it, to see if it's God. God is going to give us a choice to walk through things. He's going to give us an idea. He's going to show us if we keep our eyes open and our heart open. My friend, I want you to get a picture of your life, of what life would look like if you were totally content. What is that heart's desire? You know, the Bible says He will give you the desires of your heart. So what is your desire? What is the desire, those secret things in your heart that you really, really hope that the Lord will do? And y'all, it's not material things. It's not a car. It's not a house. It's not that. It's things in you. God cares much more about you than he does the stuff, right? So you when you ask for something, you can't say, God, I want a new house. Not that God doesn't mind you having a new house, but he's more concerned about your heart and how you process life and how you do relationships. He is much more, he's much more concerned about those things than he is the thing, you know, the house, the car, the whatever. Not that those things are not good. We need cars. I know in Texas we don't have, you know, we don't have mass transit like they do in New York. So in Texas you kind of have to have a car. And so, you know, if you need a car, pray for a car. I'm not saying that it's wrong to pray for a car, but don't go out and buy a car and get in debt on something you can't afford just because you need a car. You see the difference? Ask the Lord to bring you the car, and he will bring you the right deal that's good for you. Perhaps he's going to give you one. Perhaps he's going to give you that car that you've always desired. And that can happen. God can do that. But don't get caught up in, I need a car, so I'm going to go spend all this crazy money on a car that I can't afford. That's foolishness. Instead, wait for the Lord to give you that car, that house. I have a friend I was talking to yesterday. It's a young lady, and she's been believing God for her own house, and I'm believing with her, and she's sitting still. She's waiting on God, and she's believing God for this house. I'm believing God. She needs a house. She does. And does that house look like an apartment or a townhome? It could. She hasn't been specific, but she just wants a place where she can raise her two kids and raise them in a safe environment. That's a godly desire. That's not something that she's wanting out of want. She needs a place to live. The place that she's living is not good for her. It doesn't give her peace. So she needs her own place, and that's what she's believing God for. Well, you know, she's smart because she knows what her budget is. And so she's not going and looking at things that are not in her budget. She's looking at things in her budget. And that's where wisdom comes in. Because God's not going to say, okay, well, go get a house that you can't afford. And here, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to let you get the loan. But you're going to be miserable because you can't afford the payment. God is not going to do that to you. He's not going to give you more than you could handle. He's going to give you something that's perfect for you. And that's where you have to get clear with God. You know, all of us would like all nice things. That's just human nature. We see things, we like it. But, you know, if we can't afford it, we have to be real with ourselves to say, you know what, this is not for me right now, but maybe later it will be. So maybe God gives you a stepping stone. He gives you a car. You know, like my car is used. I like my car. Is it my forever car? No, it's older and it's used, but it's nice. It's a Mercedes and it drives well, and it may be 10 years old, but it's paid for and it gets me around. I love this car. I'm very thankful for this car. You know, do I want a brand new car? I would love a brand new car, but I don't want payments for a brand new car. So I continue driving this Mercedes that looks good. It looks amazing. It looks newer than it is. And so I drive it because it meets my needs. So my friend, I hope you get the picture here. God is so faithful to be content where you are. If this is the only thing you can afford right now, and I say right now because things could change, and be content with that. If God has given you a beautiful place to live, but you want something bigger, be content in what he's given you. Be content in all things, the Bible says. Does that mean that we have to settle? Like, okay, this is just my life. This is how it's going to be. That's all I'm ever going to get. No, I'm not saying that. Keep your desires up there. Like, Lord, I'm very thankful for this, and I thank you for this. And truly be thankful. Be grateful for what you have. But if you would like to upgrade or you would like something better, there's nothing wrong with asking the Lord for that. But don't go do it in your own strength. You know, there's a Bible verse about Adam and Abraham. I'm sorry. Abraham, and he was promised a son. And he and his wife, they were older in age. And so they thought, well, we'll get our handmaiden. She's popping out babies like crazy. She can have babies. So Sarah said, here, take my handmaiden and have a baby and give me a son. So Sarah took in her own power. Adam agreed, and Abraham agreed. And so they took it in their own power, and they had a baby, and they named this baby Ishmael, which means the power in your own strength. They made that baby get here. Well, the story goes that that did not end up being a good thing. It caused all kinds of heartache because it wasn't God's promise. Because we want to wait for God's promise, right? God is faithful. He may not give you exactly what you need. It may not look exactly like you want it to, but He's faithful if you'll wait on Him. So my friend, if you're struggling with something today and you're trying to make something happen, I just want to encourage you, let go of it. Take your hands off of it and give it to God and say, God, is this what you want? And if He doesn't answer you, wait on Him to answer you. He will give you an answer. If it's a red light, it's no. If it's a yellow light in life, we have stop signs, right? We have stop signs that tell us to go, yield, or go. So, you know, your answer may be a yellow sign that says, wait. Wait on me. I've got something for you. And it may be green to say, go ahead. I want you to do this. You have to get clear with God of what that looks like for you. Because God is only going to speak to you, my friend. He's not going to speak to someone else. Now, He may confirm something with someone to confirm something that the Lord already told you, and you can get a confirmation. There's nothing wrong with that. That's biblical. But if you do not feel peace in your spirit, and you haven't had any confirming signs, there's a good chance that God is saying no. And you know, you may not want to hear no, because the shiny toy is so pretty, it's perfect, it's this, but God may have something in His hand that He's saying, Kimberly, I've got this over here for you, that if you'll just wait and wait on me, I'm going to give it to you, but it's not time. You're not ready, or it's not ready, or the situation's not, the timing is not right. You have to pay attention to that. And if God tells you that, you have to trust the Lord enough and have an intimate enough relationship with Him to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. You know, when you wait on the Lord and you know His desires and He gives it to you, you're going to have a peace that surpasses all understanding. What that means, it's going to be a peace that nobody can talk you out of it. You're going to know that you know that you know you've heard from the Lord. And my friend, that is called true peace. And I desire to have peace in every area of my life, especially those areas that I'm making a big decision. If I'm making a decision and it's a big life decision, I want to feel peace. And don't you want to feel peace? Of course you do. You know, living for the Lord, it's a journey. It's we work out our own salvation. We work out things. We go through things. We take it to the Lord and we communicate with Him. That's what prayer is. Prayer is just communication of going to the Lord and saying, God, I'm not sure about this. Would you tell me about it? And, you know, if God is telling you something, if you are wrestling with something and you don't have peace about it, the best thing to do is to sit still until you get direction. Because, you know, it's sometimes we don't have clear direction until we know. But I tell you, my friend, God is so faithful. He will make it so plain and so clear to you if you'll wait on Him. You know, waiting on the Lord's not always easy. It takes patience, and we have to yield. You know, that yield sign that means slow down, look, and wait. And we don't want to wait, do we? There's so many times we don't want to wait, or we don't want to hear this. We don't want to listen to reason. We've got this figured out. We're going to do it on our own, only to end up in a heartache again. So, my friend, listen to your heart. Look for peace. Ask the Lord, Lord, is this what you have? And wait for Him. If He doesn't give you anything, then continue waiting. You know, sometimes I've waited for 2 and 3 years, and then God will give me an answer of something I prayed for 2 or 3 years beforehand. And God is so faithful, my friend. He loves you so much. And if you ever doubt that He loves you, go to Him and say, Father, I need to know about Your love. I need to know that You love me. My friend, when you ask Him that, He's so faithful to pour His love on you, to give you direction, but we just have to get still before Him. Now, does get still mean just to stop and not walk and not go to work and not do the things that you got to do? No, it just means go with God. Take God with you through the journey. Take Him by the hand and say, okay, come on, Father, let's walk through this. I'm going to walk with You until You change my mind or show me something. And just stay there. Hold on to His hand and continue to pray until you get your answer. Because God is not a microwave God. He's not. He is going to tell you what you need to know. He's so faithful. You can get into the Word and you can hear a story in the Bible that's going to resonate with your spirit to say no. You know, the parables in the Bible, God gave us stories. And He gave us stories for reference points. Because if God did it back then, in a way, He's going to do it. He may not do it the same way, but He's going to do it just like He did back in the disciples' day. I mean, can you imagine when He had three fish and three loaves of bread, and there was I think there was 5,000 people to feed, and God said, go feed them. Well, they looked at what they had, and they're like, you're kidding, God. We don't have enough. We only have three. And God said, go do it. And they fed over 5,000 with bread left over. Well, on their own, what they saw in their mind or what they saw in their eyes, it looked impossible. It looked like, this is foolish. There's only three loaves and three fish. That is not going to feed 5,000. But the Lord said, go and feed my fish. So out of obedience, they walked it out in faith. They began to feed things, and God expanded that bread and that fish, and there was plenty. And there was some left over. Well, in the natural, if they would have said, no, God, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. I only see three loaves, and it's not going to work. Three fish, it's not going to work. If they would have said that, God could not have expanded and done the miracle to multiply what they had in their hand, multiply it to feed exactly what they needed. See, God met exactly what they needed, and He went overboard. They had some left over. So if God is going to give you something, He's going to give you enough for what you need. Maybe not what you want, but what you need. Because it says, give us this day our daily bread. You know, when I'm going through struggles in life, I will always look and say, God, are my needs met today? Yes, they are. Do I have food in my refrigerator? Yes, I do. Do I have money to pay my bills this month? Yes, I do. So I should be content, right? Do I have money to retire? No, I don't have money to retire. Can I get worried about that and stressed over that to say, you know what? I don't have a plan for retirement. I could, or I could go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need wisdom on how you want me to set myself up so I have enough to retire when you call me to retire. See, I'm not taking it in my own hands. I'm not saying, okay, God, I'm going to go get five jobs so I can work really hard to build up this thing I think I need for retirement. No, I do. I take the fish that I have in my hand. I take the bread I have in my hand, and I walk with God, and I'm obedient with it. I give my tithes. I give to the Lord. When the Lord tells me to do something, I'm obedient. So I have to believe He knows my desire over here. I'm concerned because I don't have enough for retirement in the way the world's going. So yeah, I'm concerned about that, but I leave it there with the Lord. The Lord knows I don't have enough to retire on, but I'm going to continue working and doing what you've told me to do today to get to my tomorrow. And I'm going to do it again tomorrow. And then the next day, I'm going to do the same thing. And I'm going to constantly look for ways that God will increase what He's providing for me. Because He will do it. He's a faithful God. He will never leave me nor forsake me. He will never give up on me. He's for me. And He's for you. He's working everything out for you, my friend. He's working out those details with your children. Some of you are struggling because your kids are not walking this right way. Well, be faithful with the Lord and continue praying for your children. Your children will come around. Just keep your words right. Keep your mouth right. Continue saying, Lord, you said if I would raise them in the way they should go, when they are old, they will not depart. So my friend, continue loving your kids, directing them in the ways of the Lord, continuing to pray for them. Our kids need our prayer today. Because I tell you, the way that they grow up today is not the same as when we were younger, if you're in your 50s anyway. Life is a lot different now, and they need you. They need you to be solid. They need you to be on fire for God and sold out for the Lord and living for God. If you've never received Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to invite you today to pray with me. Because, you know, it says that you ask the Lord to come into your heart and to live in your life and to be your Savior. When you ask God to be your Lord and Savior, He's faithful. He will do that. He will come in your life and He will begin to show you things you didn't know before. So all you have to do is ask Him. All you have to do is ask Him to come in your life and to be your Lord and Savior. and he'll begin to show you things you did not know. So my friend, if you prayed that prayer today, I believe that you got born again. Find a good church that teaches Bible. Get into a small group. Get into a Sunday school class and continue learning about the Lord. And he will begin to show you things, I promise. Well, this is Kimberly Oliver from Living from the Heart. I do this as a volunteer thing. This is something I do to minister to you, to encourage you. And I'm a person just like you are. I work a job every single day. I don't do this for a living. I sell real estate. So if you need real estate in the Fort Worth area, please give me a call. I'm happy to help you. If you want to reach me, my phone number is 817-247-0123. I pray that you get saved today. If I can help you with real estate or something real estate minded, don't hesitate to call me. I'm happy to give you a free consultation. But until next week, serve the Lord, ask the Lord what you don't know, and ask him to show you things that he's trying to see, have you see, because it's real easy. Just tell him to open your eyes. So God bless you in all you do. Again, this is Kimberly Oliver, Living from the Heart. God bless you.
It's crazy. I need a light. Show me the way. When I fall down, I know who saved me. Cause I stand on his amazing grace. This ain't my first rodeo. I'll be back in the saddle again. I make it booked till I make it thrown. You can't keep a good man down, my friend. When my back is to the wall, I feel his spirit deep within. This ain't my first rodeo. I'll be back in the saddle again. You got to have faith to move life's mountains. Save your mood and believe. Yeah. There's times it gets dry, run to the fountain. Ask, seek, and knock, and you will receive. This ain't my first rodeo. I'll be back in the saddle again. I'll make it bucked and I'll make it thrown. You can't keep a good man down, my friend. When my back is to the wall, I feel his spirit deep within. This ain't my first rodeo. I'll be back in the saddle again. This ain't my first rodeo. I'll be back in the saddle again. I'll make it bucked and I'll make it thrown. You can't keep a good man down, my friend. When my back is to the wall, I feel his spirit deep within. But this ain't my first rodeo. I'll be back in the saddle again. I'll be back in the saddle again. I'll be back in the saddle again.